Today is Thursday, July 26, 2018, and we're here at Raven Landing Center in the Founders Room. I am Nona Howard, and I'm here with Doreen Walcotter. And I thank you very much, Dr. Doreen, for coming today and for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
And to do this for the Raven Landing Resident Stories Project. We'll start with a little biographical information. Can you tell us where and when you were born?
I was born September 10, 1933, in Little Falls, New York. I had one sister, now deceased, and I lived in New York for 10 years.
10 years. Okay. And where did you go from there?
Well, from there, I went to the state of Washington. Southeastern Washington. I can get to that in a minute, but and from there we retired in Arizona, and from there I ended up in Alaska.
Okay, well, we're going to go back to your childhood. We want to hear about your childhood.
Well,
first.
It's my dad worked in upstate New York for the Snyder Bicycle Company, and back in those days, Snyder was a name brand,
and that was an S-C-H-N-E-I-D, wasn't it?
I thought it was S-N-Y-D-E-R, but I'm not sure. I did see one of those bicycles in the Smithsonian probably 20 years ago when I was there. And it's interesting to see what Dad used to make.
Yeah.
From there, he went to work in a town called Ilion, New York, making Remington guns. There was a big Remington factory there. And DuPont and Remington, I assume, were associated. DuPont came by recruiting for the Hanford Nuclear Project in southeastern Washington. This is the place that helped make the atomic bomb. Mm. And I was 10 years old at that time, and so we departed New York, and Dad came to Washington first, and Mother, my sister, and I came out on the train later, all paid for by the government. The government was wealthy in those days. We had lots of services. Dad went to work then for DuPont at the Hanford plant. We lived there 50 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. And Dad was what's called a reactor operator, a nuclear reactor operator. He did stuff with the controls. The town of Richland, Washington, was built by the government.
Nothing. Now, where is Richland located?
Southeastern Washington.
Southeastern
We're about
Washington.
60 miles from Walla Walla and 80 miles from Yakima.
Okay.
The government owned all the buildings. We paid our rent to them. My dad, you signed up for houses, and so my dad got a two-bedroom duplex, and we rented one half of it. When my mother... Dad had been there earlier and had lived in the duplex. And my mother walked into that place, and she looked at the bathtub, and there was this dark ring around the bathtub, and it was made of concrete, and therefore Dad's dirt stayed in the concrete.
Oh, my gosh.
And she wanted to go back to New York so badly. Richland had no trees. It's desert country, very definitely desert country, sagebrush. So any trees planted were by you, know, to do it yourself. As a kid, we enjoyed going to the little city center and getting a drink of water because they had barrels with water in it and salt tablets and cups for water. And we'd go, that was entertainment free of charge. You had to drink there because it was so hot. And it still gets hot there. Mm-hmm. It's the little tiny corner of southeastern Washington.
Was your sister older?
She was 2.5 years older.
Oh, okay.
So I followed her through high school.
And did you have a lot of kids around to play with? What was your entertainment besides getting water?
My friends that are still friends today were from all over the country. We came to Richland from New York. My best girlfriend, who passed away recently, was from Denver, but originally then she was from Kansas. I had friends from everywhere, and I still have them. My high school puts out, it doesn't come from the high school, it comes from the Alumni Association, puts out a daily newsletter on the internet. And people such as myself write in and say, remember when we did this? And then another guy will say, yeah, and this is what the result was, you know. So those were fun days.
Yeah.
We really enjoyed it all. And our, because my dad helped make the atomic bomb, the bomb was our high school mascot. They had a bomb, what a fake one, of course, that they put in the middle of the basketball court or wherever, and that was the mascot. Now, it may sound unusual, but we were proud of what we did and what our parents did.
Yeah.
It ended the war, and that's wanted to do.
That's right. Are there any other stories about your parents that you
About my parents? No, I don't think so. I do have one. One of the things, when you work around radioactivity, they like to keep track that you're not getting contaminated.
Right.
So they would send metal boxes, have a driver, and he'd put a metal box on your front door, and in it were two containers, and the whoever in this household was the employee would have to fill those with your analysis samples. And then you get those filled and put it back on your porch. The government would pick it up again and take it back to the lab and check to make sure that you're healthy, that you didn't get any...
How interesting.
Yes. We wore badges. When I was employed back there, we wore badges that were tested daily.
So you graduated from high school
I graduated there. From high school there. It was my choice not to go on to college because I found I loved being a secretary. Mm-hmm. And let's see if I don't want to skip too far
That's
ahead
okay.
here.
That's good.
I loved, after graduation from high school, I worked in a bank for just about a month and would type whoever made a loan payment that day. I would type all of that information. Carbon copies, no Xerox machines, no errors to be made. It was a challenge. And also when you worked for General Electric, their stationery was blue in color. And if you made a typo and tried to erase it, you're out of luck. So they were sticklers for everything being perfect.
So that's who you worked for?
I worked for, started out with DuPont, but then went over to General Electric because DuPont left. I kept the same job, but GE was the employer then. And they ran it for good number of years. I started out in a typing pool. Then my first job, full-time job there, was in the public relations department where they did all the contacts with the newspapers. And I went from there, which was my choice, out to the biology department, which was about 25 miles bus ride every day, in and out. And the government paid us an extra $15 a week to ride the bus. And if you worked in town and didn't have to do the bus ride, you didn't get that $15. Mm-hmm. So there was a time when my husband and I were first married that I made more money than him, but mainly because I had an extra $15.
So you went to work. You graduated from high school. You went to work. And where did you meet your husband?
I met my husband in Richland. He was an instrument and control engineer. In those days, he was with GE. He didn't come to Richland as early as I did. There were a lot of single girls around and a lot of bachelor boys. So we had our pick of whoever we wanted to go to the dance with. You know, it was no problem.
Uh-huh. So when did you get married? What year?
I married in 1953. In fact, today, the 26th of July it's 26th of July would have been our 66th wedding anniversary.
Oh my gosh.
He passed away during our 61st year of, it's 61st year of marriage.
And where did you all go after you got married, and then?
We stayed in Richland. He worked there for GE, and then he went to work for what's called the Washington State Public Power, WPPSS were the initials. Uh-huh. And today that same company is called Energy Northwest. Uh-huh. And they have a nuclear plant operable that provides energy to certain parts of the country uh-huh. up there.
Uh-huh. So how long did you stay there?
From when I came out in 1944, I was there 53 years. And Gene and I had built a home in West Richland, loved it, but my parents were gone. My only sister wasn't nearby, and she had had a stroke, so she wouldn't have known much of me anyway. So we decided we'd head to Arizona. I have one cousin down there. And we went to and looked over the Phoenix area. It was too crowded to suit us.
Is this for retirement? You looked for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Found a retirement community called Green Valley, Arizona, which is 20 miles below Tucson. Almost all retirees. Uh-huh. I have a young niece that came out, and she said, "I've never seen so many gray-haired people in all my life." But we loved it down there. It was hot, yes, but you accommodate those things.
Yeah.
Gets cold in Alaska.
Yeah.
Therefore, it gets hot in Arizona.
Did you have how many children did you have?
I have just one daughter.
One daughter.
And when Jean passed away in 2015, I stayed in Arizona a year. And then I said, it's not worth it. I'm going up where my daughter is. I had no family in Arizona. I had great church friends, which are hard to give up. But I called up my daughter one day and said, I'm coming up, and she almost fell off the chair because I knew they would never. She has a husband, and that there's just the two of them. Uh-huh. And I knew they would never move south. Are we running out? And so she's tickled pink to have me here. I don't have to live with them, and they don't have to live with me.
So that's what, did you find this place before you came? Did you move directly into Raymond?
I moved directly into building 4. I was fortunate to get in here in time.
Oh, good.
And it's fantastic.
Good. Let's go back to your career and tell us, what would you like to tell about your career that you would like your children or grandchildren to know about?
Well, I think mainly to follow what you desire. I always liked being an office worker, and I ended up with a position called executive assistant to one of the directors of Battelle Pacific Northwest Laboratories, which mm-hmm. is a scientific company home based in Columbus, Ohio. And they do any kind of research you want. And so I learned a lot uh-huh. from engineers and chemists that right. worked there an awful lot.
So it was exciting.
It was exciting. And my final position was with the director of public relations, and that's a fun type of work to be in. So I would tell my kids to do what you want to do, not what mom and dad want you to do. In those days, my parents really couldn't have afforded much college education for me, and I'd have had right. to work, which a lot of young yeah. people did.
You're right.
But I chose to go get my own salary yeah. instead.
So, can you tell us what some of your fondest memories are? It can be any time. You can think of anything.
Just that during our 61 years of marriage, we covered a lot of country, the U.S. and Hawaii. We lived 40 miles from Mexico, and I never went to Mexico. I had no desire to go over there. I have what I wanted here. But I've been able to see a lot of the U.S. My husband was from the state of Indiana. And so we would travel back and forth there often, various routes, up taking in Mount Rushmore, to going through the Wyoming desert country, to everything between here and Indiana. And then we went to New York again, which is where I was from, and I tried to recollect everything from back those days, and it had changed. And we've done the D.C. area and both Disney World and Disney down in California, Disneyland. So it's just been a full life, and I've enjoyed it all, and I thank the Lord for it.
Good, good, good. You've already told us what brought you to Raven Landing.
Well, my daughter.
Yes, your daughter. But can you tell us how your experience here has been?
At Raven Landing, it has been fantastic. You can be as busy as you want to be. As you know, I did the newsletter for about a year with Ann Swift.
Yeah.
And that was a fun project, but it was too much like work.
Yeah.
You know, it took a lot of hours.
Yeah.
And so both Ann and I hung up our editor caps and are now enjoying the luxuries here. The entertainment never ends. This week, it's been the, what do they call this?
Lunch bites.
Lunch bites. And we get entertained by up-and-coming artists, whether it be opera or jazz or comedy. It's all here. We often have cello concerts. Raven Landing is just, you get meals here. You have exercise classes galore, so you have no excuse for not being in good shape, and I won't give you my excuses. But the help is wonderful. We have lighthouse keeping services. We have maintenance services. You name it, and it's been a fantastic experience. I didn't think I'd ever do, but here I am.
But here you are. Okay. And then a fun and final question. If you could tell us what your favorite age was and why.
Oh, my. Favorite age. Probably the 40s. My age, not the 1940s, but my age of 40 and to 50. The years our daughter was in college, and we lived on Eastern Washington, and she was in college on Western Washington side. So we'd run over there to activities, and that's where she met her husband, was at college in Washington. And he was a contractor. He worked for a contractor here in Fairbanks building houses during the summer to pay his way through college.
Oh.
So needless to say, when she graduated and he graduated, they came back to Alaska, and they won't ever leave. So mother's here to stay, too.
Well, very good. Now, is there anything else that you would like to add that we haven't covered?
Nona, I think it's been a fun life and a different one, having grown up where all my friends were from different parts of the U.S., as well as the school teachers from all over the U.S. who had various ways.
That's something like being military, you know?
Yes, yes.
It's exactly like being military.
I hadn't had that part of my life, but you meet people and it's great.
Well, I want to thank you again for coming in.
You're welcome. I'm glad to do it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.